This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anyone know how to uncreate a tradition?
Sort of. Yeah, thing? Create a new one.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I think she's right. Start a new one. What?
If I do this, if we talk about this, I probably have to move.
Okay, well, doesn't affect us, so go ahead.
No, it does, because y'all are going to have to help me move.
Okay, hold on. So, sidebar here.
A long time ago, so when I first moved into my neighborhood, there was really only two houses. The whole thing was in foreclosure, mm-hmm. and there was only really two spec houses built, and then it was just empty lots. And I lived that way gloriously for a long time. And then slowly but surely, some of the custom lots that had been sold got houses put on them. And then Oakwood Homes came in and built some houses. And now there's basically only two lots left on my entire subdivision.
It's that awesome. Is a good... I had a similar thing where you have the whole neighborhood and then they slowly... You know you don't have it forever, but then it's still so disappointing when they put up the house behind you or whatever.
Like, and you're like, my view! I can see all the way to...
They're like, you never had this view.
What's it like owning a house?
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
It's fine.
It's full of pain and disappointment.
So, at a certain point, this is the dumbest thing in the world, and you guys are going to think I'm stupid, but I don't like it. Like, when you see your neighbors, do you... Like, I know you don't know how to make friends, Hack.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
But when you see your neighbors, you want a neighborhood watch sort of. It's like, hey, man, I got your back. You got my back. Like, so you want them to know, hey, I see you and I know you're my neighbor. You see me. You know I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Yes. A big waiver all the time.
Exactly.
All the time. Cars driving by. See him out. Trying to teach my son the same thing. Even if they don't wave back.
Be the waiver. No matter what, be the waiver. So a new family moved in like two or three doors down from me like a couple years ago, and he was a waiver.
Nice.
And the first time I drove by, he started to wave and I was picking something up in my car and I wanted to wave back to him, but I had something in my hand. So I had options. Like, I could fist him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's weird.
That's weird.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Like, yeah.
We've all done it.
Like, fight. Like, yeah. Like, I don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to fist him.
Yeah, it looks like you're threatening him.
Right.
Like, yeah. Get out of here.
Yada.
Yes. So I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I couldn't drop what was in my hand. I don't even remember what it was, like a fruit roll-up or something stupid.
Priorities.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to drop it because then I'm like scrambling around on the floor. Yeah.
I have this sometimes when I walk the dogs and I have like a bag full of their poop in one hand and the dog leash in another, and I see
which
somebody.
Which one do you do?
And I end up just kind of waving the bag of poop at them, and they're like,
okay. What are you doing?
It's like, this will be you. Next. It, like, get out of here.
Do you understand my pain?
Yes, like, completely.
But I did not want to leave this man hanging. He's brand new to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I have since discovered that the people who are in the Oakwood homes in my neighborhood versus the people who owned the homes. There were like a few homes farther up the street that were already built by the old builder. They call us the OG. And they think we're two separate tribes.
Oh.
Like, when it comes to HOA meetings.
You guys are all still in the gate, right?
Yes.
Like, you're inside.
We're all
that.
In the gate. And we're neighbors. Like, I have an Oakwood home next to me.
Oh.
And then I have a home like mine on the other side of
me. Interesting. So they think you're separate. Do they think they're better? Do they think you're better? Or just
yeah, I think they think we think we're better. Because they're always like, well, you guys were here first, and we know you're the OG. And it's like, dude, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Rip the gate down. Like, change everything. Change the color schemes. I don't care.
I think someone tried to rip the gate down at one point.
It happens on the daily. So, like, it's very important to me that the new guard realizes the OG, like.
There's no difference. We're all one.
Right. But so I didn't want to fist. I didn't want to not wave. So I held up my hand with holding the fruit roll up, and it ended up looking like a peace sign.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Better than the bag of poop.
Fast forward to like maybe 2 days later, I'm driving by and he sees me coming. And what does he do?
Oh.
He flashes a peace sign at me.
Okay.
You think that's okay?
Yeah.
Yo, Ringo Starr, he does that all the time.
That's all he does is peace sign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do a peace sign.
He made it a thing. Yeah,
I'm a peace.
It
doesn't feel
right. So, to take this to the next level, like, now all I can do with him is the peace sign. And that's fine. Me and this guy, we're just going to be peace sign people. But he lives right by the mailbox.
Okay.
So, I'm flashing him the peace sign, and one of my other neighbors sees this, and then they go, peace. So now, everyone in the neighborhood is a waiver, except to me. I'm peace sign guy. And I don't, like, you can.
And you're one of the OG.
Yes.
So you have special privilege.
Thank you. I don't like it. I want them to know they can wave at me. Because, like, I'll drive by the HOA Nazi's
house.
Have
you ever thought about waving? Like, you don't
it's
have to return.
It's too late, because
they'll
start to
buddy.
Wave, and then they go, oh, it's him, and they switch it. They're like, I have the peace
sign.
So
you switch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter, because then they just look confused. They're like a deer in headlights. They're like, why is peace guy waving?
Well, that's
why is he
problem.
Fisting?
That's a valid question.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about your issues with your neighbors.
Listen, I just want to say this real fast. What I said was, people in my neighborhood wave, and I inadvertently gave a peace sign. Now everybody thinks I'm the peace sign guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need any more angry texts. It's okay to be the peace sign guy. Just understand, I feel like I'm an imposition on everyone. They've adapted to me, and I just feel weird about it. And I also think...
So you adapt to them. and just start waving. No,
they've all already adapted. I can't retrain them.
No, you said that they sometimes start waving and then look like a deer.
They start waving until they realize it's me because they hear the
And oh, they hear that?
It's
they
that hear the car really makes a weird quiet. Little, it makes a weird little I'm picking off sound. I'm just like, who is the peace sign guy? I feel like I'm suddenly the whatever the van in what is that? In Cars. George Carlin, I'm like, hey,
oh,
man,
yeah, yeah.
Peace, man. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Better than being the middle finger guy.
I guess. Or the
all my neighbors think I'm the middle. I've never even given it to them. They all just, no.
All right, so you have something similar, or what's your
well,
deal?
Well, we have, so I've been taking the dogs on walks in the mornings with my son, trying to get them more exercise, get me more exercise. It's a partnership. And there are other people walking their dogs at the time in our neighborhood, our neighbors. And I have two Chihuahuas, as I've said. Chihuahuas, infamous for being friendly. For being kind, especially
except
to other
yours.
Dogs. No, they're all terrible.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
they're not infamous for that?
No.
Chihuahuas are like...
They're yippy and...
Yippy, that's the word, yeah.
Your one dog doesn't have the capacity to be yippy.
He yips he's like once.
It's like slow-mo
so
yip.
Yeah, that's why we're going on walks with him. We're trying to get him back.
You
to
have to walk to work.
His old yippy self. But we just there's other neighbors that we see on this walk, and most of them are fine, you know. But a lot of them are walking their dogs too, and they get kind of close. And I'm always telling my son because he's old enough to hold one of, or on the leash, he holds one of the dogs.
Okay,
so he's learning still, and I have the other one, and it's like, okay, pull them tight because we have somebody's coming. The dog. And there's the neighbors that just don't get the, like,
yeah.
Hey, we got to keep moving because our dogs are going to bite your dog's head off.
Right.
So this isn't really like we're going to meet and be friends. It's kind of like we're trying to be like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, who are they? What are their names? And they're meanwhile, the dogs are going nuts, all three of them now at this point. And it's like, I don't want to be rude to you, but also I feel like you're being a little rude.
You are being rude
to me, right? Because I'm just trying to, hey, we're just out for a walk. Getting by, or sometimes it's happened where they stop in front of our house and we've been out front with the dogs and they're just in front of our house and they're, oh, what's their name? Talking, and the dogs are going nuts. They're just losing their minds.
No, you have to be smarter than that. You're not an a-hole to just say, but can, move along, step aside.
You can say that to somebody.
No, absolutely not. You'll be ostracized from the neighborhood.
No, what you can't say is...
They already hate that we have a fat dog.
What you can say is like, hey, sorry, they're not friendly. And then most of the time...
No, but it sounds like such a cop-out. I'm just saying...
Does it sound like I'm saying I'm not friendly?
Yes.
We're not friendly.
Right. It sounds like you're using the dog.
All of us fatties are not friendly.
Yes.
I don't have my leash on, but it's, you know...
The fat house is filled with non-friendly people. The skinny kid over here, he's the only nice one. Yeah. Leo, go say hi to the nice family. Go live with them for a spell. Yeah. No, I
like that, though. They're not friendly. That's a good start, but it also...
I don't think it's the right play, dude.
But I also feel like there's an element of this one person in particular, like they're a new dog owner. Is what it feels like to me. Like they have a puppy. So I don't want to discourage them because just our dogs are that way. It's like some dogs are friendly, right?
Yeah.
I only have experience with angry, mean, unfriendly dogs. So it's always like you got to hold the leash real tight.
The key is, and we were told this when we got Moxie and we were not able to successfully do it. But like when you get a new dog, the vet literally told us this dog needs to have 100 human interactions in the next year and 50 dog interactions in the next year.
Wow.
Because then they just slowly but surely go like, because at first, your first couple of interactions are like just feral instinct, like, no, get out, get away. Ah, ah. Yeah. Or if it's a person, they're like, oh my God, I love it. Can we jump up and do you have any? And like,
or overly friendly with a dog, want to play, whatever.
Trying to hump or do whatever. Mm. Like the more you socialize them, the better they will be at those things. Unfortunately, we got Moxie smack dab in the middle of COVID.
So that's right.
You're not having human interaction. So Moxie is still a jumper. Like you come to my house, which drives me nuts. Just pro tip, if like you walk into somebody's house and their dog's jumping on you, you're like, no, don't pet them. Don't say it's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Like you're saying it's okay for the dog to jump on you. I don't give a flying F if you're okay with that. I'm trying to train the dog to stop doing that. The right. dog is jumping and you're giving the dog exactly what it wants. You're reinforcing training it. My yeah. dog in the opposite way that I want. And so what I'm saying, I guess, is
I would love to see one of my dogs just jump.
They would need a running start, a rocket ship up their butt.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.